Thank you for watching, everyone. This podcast is a co-production between EdisonEnfant.com and La Fondation Jeune en Tête. I am with Julie, who is a PhD student who specializes in violence and peer relationship, and we are talking about our role and responsibilities as parents. Julie, how can we discuss intimidation with our child?
Well, to reduce the risk of your child being victimized over a long period of time and suffer in silence, you need to your relationship with him need to be characterized by a caring and supportive attitude without being overprotective. Okay, if you're being overprotective, you will make him a victim, kind of, okay, because he won't know how to assert himself. If you're being overprotective, you will cover like and protect him too much so that your child won't know how to react in the face of an intimidation.
Well, that's hard to do. I just want to say hard to do because as a parent, you sort of like want to step in and maybe place yourself in front of them and be like, no, this is not going to happen. I won't let this happen. So I guess we need to regulate ourselves, but also boost his confidence or...
Yeah, well, yes. Well, the first thing you need to do is not overreact. Mm. Because if you overreact, then your child will probably turn on himself because he will feel more distressed. If you notice that your child may be going through a difficult time with his friend, you need to choose the right moment to approach the subject and know that you have enough time to do so and that you're entirely attentive to what he's going to say. If you want to talk about it in the car, you know that you have a certain length of time in the car, for example, a 30-minute ride when you're going to pick up your child at school or something like that, then it's a good time because it has a beginning and an end and your child will know it. If your child is willing to talk about it, then he's going to say yes, and then you can have the time to talk about it if you took your time to do so. But if he's not, don't press the issue because he might come back later and tell you all about it anyway. Okay.
All right.
So it's more about being supportive and caring and open.
Okay. I'm going to take note of that. Being supportive, caring and open, which means no pressure. I also very much like the car idea because like our attention is not fully focused on them. So it leaves them like room to open up if they want to, because we do have to focus on the road. I like that because when we say, oh, let's go for a walk, then he knows it's serious, you know?
It's serious, yes. And you don't want to make it like to emphasize too much on the situation. The car example is a good one, and it leaves time for silence as well.
Yeah.
You have to leave time for silence because children sometimes have difficulties finding the words to associate with their emotions and what they're living through. So they need to have time and they need to have the space to do so. Adolescents, for example, will feel more confident in telling their friends than their parents because friends takes up more space than the parents at this age. So it's normal. But you, as a parent, has to be open. You have to show you care.
What I'm getting is caring, showing that we care, not being overprotective. Thank you, Julie, for this. In the next segment, we will talk about the school, prevention, and how to intervene. Stay tuned.